Today's learning Shem Anishal Chaim Luzik Rishari Moshe Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Azriel Bispus Rishlaim Chaim Moshe Ima Malkim and Baruch Basar Malkim Matriz from Fekal Dino and Schus for all those in and around the Eretz Yisrael. So the next Simen and till the end of Chelek Beis is a Simen that's a little bit tough because not necessarily the way the Allah has brought down over here is what the Olam is Naik. And the topic over here is marital relations. So if you are listening on speaker at home with your kids around, you may want to put in the AirPods. But I think before the simon, it requires a little bit of an introduction. And introductions as follows. So there's really two components to this simon. One component of it has to do with a fundamental view that we've discussed somewhat in the past of how a person's supposed to live his life. And that is, there's two approaches to it. One is that we are supposed to have precious, we're supposed to have limit the amount of anah that we have in this world on to the nth degree, and that's the Avodas Hashem is going to be completely parish from all gashmias and get to that point. And, you know, That is one mahalach of how you do it. There's another mahalach of it is that no, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the world with a lot of different things that we can enjoy, but the key, and there's nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, you're enjoying Hashem's world, and as we learned in Simon Reisha Le Lamed Aleph, the avoda is to how do I have that enjoyment, but it should have a Torah-dic reason for it. It should have a reason that is good for it. So I'm going to take a longer than usual nap because I'm going to be able to learn Torah. Now your nap became a mitzvah. I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to go to a good restaurant. I'm going to enjoy myself because I'm, for whatever reason, a lack of my emunah, I felt stressed, and this is going to help me calm down. And I'll be able to daven better. I'm going to be able to learn better. I'm going to be better to my kids. I'm going to be better to my wife. I'm going to have better shalom bayis because of it. So your kol kavana should be l'shem shemayim in your actions of having enough for this world. So it's two very, very different approaches to this mahalach. In fact, when it comes to tashmish, marital relations, the Gemara has this fundamental machlokes. The Gemara over there brings down, if I remember correctly, it's Rabbi Yochanan. He goes through a whole list of actions that a person would take in his personal life in his bedroom. And he says, a person who does this, this is the cause why he has unhealthy children. A person who does this, this is the cause why he has children who have this disease. Does this, this way. All these terrible things that happen if anybody does any of these things. And then the Gemara brings another sheet and the Gemara says, no, we disagree. A husband and wife is allowed to, as long as it's within the realms of halacha and realms of appropriateness, is allowed to do whatever they want. This is that fundamental approach. Is our approach absolute precious and everyday work on ourselves that we shouldn't have to have anything from this world, or no, live within the world and have different hanas in this world, but do it in a tyradic fashion, in a tyradic way. That's the one part of what we're going to see in the simon. Now, we are not here to give psak halacha or anything like that. We took upon ourselves 4 years ago to learn mechaber, rama, with mishabura. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're learning psak halacha. We're educating ourselves, knowing when we need to come upon something and ask. So over here, we are going to follow and read what the mechaber shita was, what the Chafetz Chaim says on it. I will tell you that when it comes to this simon, the mechaber takes much more of that first approach of absolute precious. That doesn't mean that you should now, if you're on the madrega and you can do that, then kol hakavod. Doesn't mean that because we're going to learn it this way in the mechaber that this is the approach that he takes, that that's the approach that you should take, understanding that this is the approach, this is the view that he took, not necessarily is everyone doing that. And again, like I said, we're not here the Paskin and Lee Shiloh. So if you have a specific Shiloh, there are plenty of rabbanim to ask. And we'll see why also that in halacha, it may not be so pasha that you can just make that unilateral decision to take that approach. We'll get to that in a moment. So that's the first part that we have to understand. The second part is, we will see, is that discussed in this machaber, leaving aside a mahalach achayim, how should a bal nefesh live his life, which we explained is a two different approach. It's factual. We have over here, they discuss the halacha, minhag, kabbalah, in what's brought down as to what you're allowed to do and what you are not allowed to do. Now, in the halacha, this is an important part of the introduction, there is a halacha that the husband is required to give his wife aina, which is tashmish. And the chachamim, although the Torah does not tell us exactly how, what does that mean, right? The chachamim give us sort of what's a minimum or suggested amount of times that a person is supposed to, and it really depends on the person. And we'll see that ultimately it depends on each individual situation, and times have changed with this because the Torah doesn't give us. The Torah says you're required to do what is reasonably acceptable, and you're not allowed to, and that's why I said before, a person can't unilaterally make these decisions. A woman is entitled to this. This is something when a person got married that they committed to give to their wife, and therefore a person can't unilaterally make the decision, I'm going to change my mahalach ha'chaim without his wife's permission. The wife has a right to be meichel, this shibud that the husband has, but it's not something that you can that you can do unilaterally. And in halacha is, although the chachamim gave us general guidelines, as we'll see, that the mechaber brings down. Again, the mechaber is taking his approach. In halacha, if the wife is wants her husband to give her ayna and for, at any time, it is a chiyuv that the husband has to do it. We're going to learn about what's the appropriate way that the wife should ask for it, but there is in halacha, this is something that the woman has a right to request from a husband, and the husband has a shibud from as part of his marriage to be able to go. So again, in summary, there is the mechaber is taking very much an approach of precious over here when you read this with this siman, but at the same time, within that precious, he has to address the fact that in halacha, the husband has the shibud to the husband. But there is a other mahalchim of it, and there is a fine balance because these are not this changes, as we'll see, even in the chachamim's guidelines of what they gave us, this changes from person to person, to profession, and the person's life, right? So this is this, and each person's situation is unique, so that has to be addressed individually on with somebody who is authoritative and capable to be able to answer these kind of questions. The last thing that I will add in this hakdama, not so much related, but we'll see this theme throughout, but it's important to remember it. Al pi kabbalah, it does this. It's every time a husband is with his wife, there is neshamas created. Whether or not the wife is in a matzav that she can get pregnant, meaning if she's too old and she can't get pregnant, or for whatever reason she can't get pregnant, or she's pregnant already, or she just had a baby and therefore she can't get pregnant. Al pi kabbalah, every single time a husband, a man and a woman is together, the neshama is created. And al pi kabbalah, it says that if the that therefore each time how it's being done, if it's being done properly and with the proper tznius that is required of a frumyid, which we'll learn some of those things that are lamaisa in the halacha, like we mentioned yesterday, svarim in the room, not svarim in the room, things like that, it will affect those neshamas that are created. Chas v'shalom, it's not done appropriately, then it's those neshamas, even though there is no baby being created right now, but those that maisa, it creates part of the neshamas, whatever that means. That's Al-Pi Kabbalah, and we believe that that's the case. Those neshamas that are being created will be affected by the mice if it's not done incorrect, if it's not done correctly. And it's and the second part of it is Al-Pi Kabbalah, that it has to be done, the mice has to be done by Hava, meaning that the husband and wife can't hate each other. They can't even be in a fight at that moment. And because that will negatively affect the neshamas that are created by this. So that's just a little bit of akdama. We'll have a couple of minutes left. Let's get started. Hopefully, with that perspective, we will help us get through it. Again, like I said, just to repeat myself. This is not psak halacha. This is a very complicated area. There's different shittas, there's different opinions. It changes. The halacha doesn't change with time, but this halacha has to do with metzias of the person, the metzias of the situation. So it's not changing the halacha, but the metzias changes, and that's how this halacha is based on. So we're going to learn it, so we get a little bit of an idea. But if this is not, nobody should go home and start changing your life. If there's something that makes you question what you do, then of course you should speak to the Rav in more detail. Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Simon Reish Mem, Sif Aleph, Imhoyen Nasi. And if a person is married, Lo Yehei Ragel B'Yosem Ishtai, a person should not be constantly looking to be to having marital relationships with his wife, Ela Ba'ayin Amura B'Torah, only in the times that are given in the Torah. As I mentioned, this is not given in the Torah. The Torah says you have to do Ayna, that's the Chachamim who give us the times. And those times are as follows. And although none of these Metzias actually exist today, but they sort of will guide your local Orthodox rabbi and how to guide you. HaTayalim, Chapanasasa Mitsuyim, those people that are basically relaxed, they have a lot of money, they make money, they're at home, they're empire mas, they're not, they're actually, they have status and they don't have to worry about paying taxes. They have a chiyuv of ayna every day. HaPayalim, they travel to another city, but however, they do come home every night. This pamachas b'shua is once in the week. If their malacha is in their home, so they're not so tired from travel. So again, this is an example of the metzias that doesn't really work so, affect so much. The fact if I worked in Staten Island, okay, so I might drive back and forth. It's not, I'm driving in a car. I'm not walking. I'm not walking 20 miles and coming home tired. So this metzias is somewhat different, but Moshe Malachim Iram Pamayim B'Shvu is twice in the week. Hachamarim, those are the people who are carrying loads. The from Achas B'Shvu Hagmalim, they go a further distance. Those are going camels. Achas L'Shoshim Yom is once every 30 days. Hasapanim is Achas Shishkadam. Those are the sailors. For Oynas Tamid Chachamim, Oyn of a Talmud Chacham. We're going to get into this as we last Shabbos. The last Shabbos is from Friday night to Friday night. So although we said before that those there are people who are once a week, Talmud Chacham is also once a week, but it is once a week but it's specifically on Shabbos. Let's start the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yehei ragel b'yoseh. I am the Ramban, the Chumash, Pashas Kedoshim, B'Rayshai. Look in the Ramban, and the Chafetz Chaim is telling us this that we mentioned in our Agdama. The Ramban is over there. Kedoshim Tiyu is Kadosh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. That it is about these things are mutter, right? A lot of things are mutter, right? It's mutter for you to sit down and technically mutter. You're being over on the Gisa Bayan Relayla, but it's technically mutter for you to sit down, eat a big breakfast, eat a big lunch, eat a big supper, relax in between and chill out. But that's not Kaddish Atzma Mutalach. Kaddish Atzma Mutalach is taking the Mutalach and helping you be a better Jew. That's what Chafetz Chaim is referring to. Elavayna, but Tzarech L'Kayma Gam Shima Beres or Menika. This halacha that a person has a chiyuv of the ayna is not just about having babies. You have a chiyuv to have the ayna during while she's pregnant or nursing, because even though she can't get pregnant at that point, obviously. And as we mentioned, you're not allowed to be mevatel the ayna unless your wife agrees to it. So it's double. Number one, you have to be mekayim mitzvahs peri v'riv because that's a chiyuv on you to have two children, a boy and a girl. And you also have a chiyuv to give your wife the ayna. So you cannot, when you have the mitzvah of peri v'riv, you can't be mevatel anyway because you have the mitzvah of peri v'riv. Your wife, once you be yoytz a mitzvah of peri v'riv, so you no longer have that chiyuv, but your wife has a commitment from you that you took when you got married, so she can be meichel it. Hamur b'tayr v'chol zeh b'misha gufei bari. This that the Mechaber told us the different once a week, once twice a week, once every 3 months. That's somebody who's healthy. It's based on the person's health. So that's what I'm saying. The halacha is not changing, but the metzias, are we tired? Are we not tired? What are our wives' expectations? What are our expectations? These things are all moving targets. Hatayolim, these are Nagim. These are the healthy people. They're also relaxed. Even if Bnei Torah calls mancha einenu Talmud Chacham, but they don't fall in the class of a Talmud Chacham, so they're once every day. El Yerabim can't cause a Beis Shmuel. We have an Ezra Siman. I brought the Talmud Chacham. Shat Torah Meteshes Koychet. When it comes to Talmud Chacham, we know that Torah weakens the person. Chol Gavnu may Erev Shabbos LeErev Shabbos. It's every Friday night. V'chein Masher B'Tshuvas Mil Tzedakah Siman Nun Aleph Ayin L'Kam Siv Katan Vav. We'll talk about this more in Siv Katan Vav. Hagamalim. These are who are the gamalim chavilas and agamalim. They go much further distances than the chamarim. Since they go much further distances, they're not home for long periods of time, and therefore it's only once every 30 days. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're going to talk to the Talmid Chacham. We have to talk about it a little bit more. So we're going to continue with that tomorrow. Emet Hashem. Shkoyach.